It's Fifi Cooper, Maraza MT. This one's called Ngivuleleni on Maraza FM at Mornings. All things money matters. And we are joined by Phindile Msiza, our financial educator. We speak about families and budgeting and the goodness of all of that and what it could truly do for a family. Phindile, welcome to Maraza FM.
Good morning to Shang and good morning to the Maraza family listeners.
Budgeting. You know, it's not a struggle to budget. It's a struggle to then execute it when the money's in the bank account.
Absolutely. And look, we are still in the month of love. Mm-hmm. We are still building relationships and families. And planning and budgeting as a family is still one of the most important things that we should start doing. You know, it's very important to plan as a family, as a couple. Yeah. And I like the word that you just mentioned, the B word, the budgeting, the planning. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a very big word, but once you start practicing it and making sure that you execute, you know, what you have planned or what you have budgeted, then you should pat yourself on the back and say, well done, you know. So it's important to plan and budget as a family because it helps the family to speak one language. If as a family we agree that we can only eat certain brand of food or we can buy certain clothes from certain retail shops, you know, it helps to ease, maybe especially on the parents, the burden of having to put themselves under financial pressure just to impress their kids or to make their kids to feel loved or important. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's important to speak one language as a family, and that helps also to keep the family united, to plan together and have the same picture as a family, financial picture as a family. And also it eliminates a lot of expectations, especially from your children, because if your children do not know there will be budgeting and planning, they will not understand or they will not accept what you are giving them as a parent. Yeah. Because nothing has been explained to them, right? And if you explain to a child, with me, you know, as my work, I can only afford to buy this shoe or from this shop, you know, I'm trying to understand. But my mom earns only 2,000 rand, meaning I can't afford to wear expensive clothes, right? So it eliminates a lot of expectations from your children, even your spouse, because there are some couples that they don't talk about money, and we touched on that last week. So your partner ends up having these expectations because others would see, oh, this is 1,000 rand, right? Because you never talk about money. So we need to talk as families about money. And also, one might even ask, when do we start this budgeting? When do we start talking about this B word, budgeting and planning as a family or to even our children? Look, we start doing that as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. As soon as your child goes to primary school, you start educating them on money. Mm-hmm. As soon as you build, as soon as you start getting into that relationship and you want to commit yourself or plan on getting married, you start talking about the B word and the P word, right? But I understand the value of money. As soon as you start giving them that 5 rand to go to school with and spend every day, it means they now understand the language of money. Yes. And that is when you need to start educating your children about money, about how important it is to save money, to plan, to budget. You know, from primary school to high school, I was just telling someone that my son is in grade 8 this year, and our money conversation is different because now he doesn't expect me to give him only 10 rand.
Yeah.
You know, but now he's in high school, meaning imali kumele ikhuphuke. Right, and conversations like that, which are very important. Yeah. Yes, you're in high school, but I can still afford to give you this 20 rand or 30 rand.
Mm-hmm.
And from this 30 rand, you should still be able to save at least 5 rand. You know, so we educate them at an early age so that Bakul and I learn to instill in them when they get to varsity. It's easy for them to budget.
Mm-hmm.
Siyabona ke, what young people do with money these days, they buy clothes, they do their bills and hair, they don't plan and comes month. And we as parents feel so much pressure because now you start getting worried. We say, uzolamba lo mntwana esikolweni, they need stationery, they need books, they need, you know, to pay rent and all of that. So we do it as soon as possible. Now, it's also important to have financial goals as a family. You know, what is it that we as a family would like to achieve?
Yeah.
You've got children who are still in primary school. You need to start saving for their varsity fees. You've got children who are already in high school. Mm-hmm. Have you saved enough? Or can you start saving for them, you know, for when they finish matric? What is it our goal? What is our goal as a family? What do we budget on every month? Do we budget for food, clothes, school fees,
yeah,
rent, or bond, whatever that is that you are paying on a monthly basis? So you need to also put that in place as a family, sit down and talk, you know, and maybe share your family expectations with Bone, Bafuna Ini. What is it that they want to see happening? Nemaliala Ekai. And also, why is it important to check the lifestyle yet as a family? It is very crucial. You know, as a family, we also need to have a certain standard,
yeah,
that we live on and we can be able to maintain, right? As a family, we should also live within our means. Very important. As a family, as well as Puma, Sieguma holidays every quarter of the year. As a family, maybe we can go out and to have dinner at a restaurant once a month. So you discuss all those things. Lifestyle, yeah, no? And to make sure you don't live beyond your means. And look, our kids do what we do as parents. They copy everything that parents do. They're like sponges, right? They take everything that parents do. If me and my spouse, as a demonstrator, let's play life expensive, see my restaurant, you must have takeaways every week, our kids are also going to do the same thing. So there's nothing good that we are teaching our children.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to teach them to live within their means, spend only when they can afford, and know the difference between their needs and their wants, because that plays a huge role on your budget and then your planning as a family. And lastly, let us teach our children to respect money. Respect money, and money will also respect you. Because remember, I always say this, our money should be working for us.
Yes.
And not us working so hard for our money. Our money should be helping us. And once we start having that attitude and mindset towards our money, we'll be happy and healthy financial relationships with money and be happy as a family, because we won't be having financial challenges, arguments, fights, stress, disagreements on money matters. So we need to plan and budget as a family.
Pindile, you said a mouthful, and you know, I was actually about to say monkey see, monkey do. If you are doing a certain
exactly
thing, your child is going to grow up thinking, well, that's the right thing to do. This is how my mom or my dad handled money, so this is how I'm going to do it. But I think it's also very important for us to just quickly talk about teaching our children the importance of hard work, you know, and that money does not grow on trees, because there's so many societal standards. There's so much that we see on social media that can lead you astray, right? But if you know that hard work will eventually get you what you want, then you're going the right way.
And it starts at home, Totlang, because at home you can start by giving your kids chores. You make them do home chores, and they need to understand that in order for me to get this friend, I must polish daddy shoes.
Yeah.
I must wash the dishes. I must clean up my bedroom. I must clean up the garage. You know, I must wash daddy's car. So it all starts at home, you know, to teach them that you can't just get 10 rents for nothing. You need to work hard for it, you know, and it grows within them. And they know, in my life, they're just saying, you also need to work hard for it. I love that point.
Pindile, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Next week again, same time, same place.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Kodang Mulenzane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Raza FM Meet Mornings. Mpumalanga, Azimishe.